Joining us now with Cash Grain Analysis is Scott Butcher of the Andersons in Clymers, Indiana. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Has there been a pickup in the phones ringing with this little rally we've seen over the last few days?
Yeah, we have seen a little bit more activity here after the report, you know, with the markets moving up. Guys are getting a little bit more interested in moving some old crop stuff.
And when they talk about moving that old crop stuff, are they happy with the number now, or are they mumbling about a little bit higher?
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, in their mind, especially would like that $8 corn mark. And, you know, I don't know what the target is on soybeans, but, you know, getting back to, you know, above $15, I think, is kind of on everybody's mind.
An $8 cash price for corn means that basis is going to have to go some still.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I really don't know, you know, whether the board does the work or, you know, basis feels like it will get a little bit stronger here as we go, even with the movement. Feels like enough people need corn right now that basis is going to stay strong.
What did you learn when you delved in behind the hood of the quarterly grain stock report that's useful to tell people?
I think more than anything, you know, was just the old crop corn and beans both. You know, we had maybe a little bit of a, you know, differing opinion there on what we would see, but, you know, really not much of a change. You know, more than anything, just confirming the, you know, tightness a little bit in corn. And, you know, you can see that follow through on the market so far.
It's probably as tight as Indiana, close to where you are, as anywhere in the nation, I would think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Definitely with all the end users and sources for corn that we have here in the state, we definitely we've got pretty tight supplies.
So what is the strategy at Clymers, because you do have the ethanol plant and you have to feed the beast? So what are you doing?
Well, luckily we have seen pretty good sales from the north of us. You know, there's an area to the north of us here that, as you get closer to that South Bend area, New Energy used to be the source for, or the outlet for most of those folks, and that ethanol plant is closed now. So that's kind of created, you know, an area where a lot of corn probably starts to work our way now that hasn't in the past. So, you know, every year is different, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, we'll just have to get a little more creative with how we originate corn.
Do you think it's very possible that come summer we're going to see ethanol shutdowns?
Sure. You know, I definitely think that it is possible. A lot of it, you know, depends on, you know, where your cost structure looks like for your plant and, you know, how you're, you know, determining that and what margins are going to look like. So it'll be interesting as we go into the summertime to see who runs and who doesn't.
Scott, why don't you go ahead then and share what your prices are today with us.
$7.63 for corn, $14.49 for soybeans.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Scott Butcher, and he is with the Andersons out of Clymers, Indiana.